Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
请翻到提摩太后书。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
We will read from verse 11 through verse 13.
我们从第十一节读到十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11.
提摩太后书第二章第十一节
The word is faithful. For if we have died together with him, we shall also live together. If we endure, we shall also reign together. If we deny, he also will deny us. If we are unfaithful,He abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself.
有可信的话说，我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活；我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王；我们若不认识他，他也必不认我们。我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。我们纵然失信，他仍是可信的，因为他不能背乎自己。
The same book, chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章。
We read from verse 6 through verse 8.
第六节到第八节。
For I am already being poured out, and the time of my release is come. I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race.I have kept the faith. Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了。当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for bringing us to this time.
亲爱的主啊，我们感谢你带我们到这个时刻。
Thou has been good and gracious, merciful to us.
主啊，你是这么好，你这么蛮有恩典，蛮有怜悯对我们。
We praise and thank Thee that Thou always means business with us.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，因为你对我们是认真的。
And we do want to be real to Thee too.
我们也要对你真实的。
So as we gathered here this morning,
所以今天早上我们再一次聚在你面前。
First of all, we will give ourselves over to you.
我们第一件事就是把我们自己再一次奉献给你。
We invite thee to speak to us.
主啊，我们请你再向我们说话。
Speak to the very depths of our being.
一直说到我们心里最深处。
Lord, open our ears.
主啊，开我们的耳朵
，Open our hearts，
开我们的心
，That we may really hear Thy speaking，
好让我们真正听见你向我们说话。
For Thy word is life and spirit to us，
因为你的灵，你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord, whatever Thou hast in Thy heart， we pray that Thou will speak directly to us。
主啊，不论你心里还有什么，主啊，我们祷告。你直接的把这些话说在我们的心里。
May thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
让你的旨意通行在地上，好像在天上一样。
We look forward to thy glorious coming.
主啊，我们盼望，我们等候你荣耀的再来。
We hope that we may be the welcoming party to thy return.
主啊，我们盼望当你回来的时候。我们就是那些欢迎你的人。
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
主啊，你快来。
We ask in thy precious name.
靠你可爱的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
Well, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we do thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity.
我们实在是感谢主再给我们一次机会。
Every time we are able to meet on earth,
每一次我们在世上可以聚集,
it is the extra grace of God.
是神给我们格外的恩典。
For our Lord Jesus should have returned long ago.
我们的主耶稣应该好久以前就回来了。
Because when he was leaving, he already told his disciple he is coming.
因为他离世的时候，他告诉他的门徒们，我要再来。
And in the book of Revelation, he says, I come quickly.
启示录上他说，我要快快的回来。
Now, why is it that he hasn't returned?
为什么他还没回来呢？
There is no problem with him.
这他没有问题。
We believe that he is more anxious than every one of us to come back.
我们相信他实在心里急着要回来。
But he knows our situation.
但是他知道我们的光景。
He does not want to come and find we are not ready for him.
他不愿意他回来的时候看见我们没准备好。
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
it is the grace, the long suffering of Christ.
这是基督的恩典，也是基督的恒久的忍耐。
That we are still here.
我们今天仍旧在这里。
And still have an opportunity to be ready for him.
仍旧有一个机会把我们自己准备好，为他的再来。
Now, this time we are fellowshipping on one thing.
这一次我们交通一件事。
We are fellowshipping on this matter of discipleship.
我们交通到做门徒这件事。
I do hope, brothers and sisters,
我盼望弟兄姊妹,
that this matter of discipleship is not something that is insignificant in your heart.
这个做门徒这件事情在你的心里不是一件小事。
This matter of discipleship should be always in your heart.
这个做门徒这件事情应该一直在你的心里。
There is nothing more important than being the disciples of Christ.
没有比做基督的门徒更重要的事了。
This is the only reason why we are still left on this earth.
这是唯一的一个原因，我们为什么还，神为什么还让我们存活在世界上。
He is giving us time.An opportunity.
他给了我们时间，他给了我们机会。
That we may truly be his disciple.
让我们能真正做他的门徒。
This discipleship is a calling to all believers.
做门徒是神对所有信徒的呼召。
We need to remember.
我们需要记得。
That even though each and every one of us may have special callings.
我们每个人是可能有不一样的特别的呼召。
Some may be called to be a medical doctor.
有的人可能是被呼召做一个医生。
Others may be called to be a teacher.
有另外一些人可能被呼召做教师。
Or some of them may be called to be a housewife.
有些人被呼召做家庭主妇。
We are all having our special callings.
我们每个人有每个人特别的呼召。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
at the back of all these various callings,
在这个各种不同的呼召的后头,
there is one basic fundamental calling.
有一个基本的,有一个基础上的一个呼召。
And it is a calling to each and every one of us.
这个呼召是对我们每一个人的。
And that is the calling to be his disciples.
这个就是要我们做他的门徒的这个呼召。
Unless we answer that call first.
除非我们先回应那个呼召。
Unless we are faithful to that calling.
除非我们对那个呼召忠心。
We will not be able to fulfill our special callings.
我们就没有办法能够做成我们那个特别的个别的呼召。
So first and foremost,
因此最重要的,
as long as we are here on earth,
只要我们在世上,
we need to be disciples of Christ.
我们需要做基督的门徒。
We are learning Him all our days.
我们一辈子所有的时间，我们都在学他。
Because He is so rich, so infinite.
因为他是这么丰富，是这么样的无限。
There is no end of learning Him.
学他是没有完的。
The more you learn of Him,
你越学他
，the more you realize how precious He is to you.
你越来你就知道他对你是多么的宝贵。
And by the grace of God, the more you will be like Him.
那就靠着主的恩典，你就愿意像他一样。
So thank God,
感谢神
that today we can still learn to be His disciples.
我们今天仍旧能够学做他的门徒。
We have already shared of the cost of discipleship.
我们也交通到做门徒的代价。
Our calling being so high, so holy, so heavenly.
我们所蒙的呼召是这么高，是这么样属天。
So its cost is also absolute.
所以这个代价也是绝对的。
The calling of discipleship is an absolute calling.
呼召我们做门徒，这是一个绝对的呼召。
Because it is a calling that we must deny ourselves.Take up our cross and follow Him.
这个呼召是要叫我们舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随他。
We have to leave everything behind to answer His call.
我们要把一切的东西都抛弃来回应他的呼召。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
，Let us not consider our cost first.
让我们不要先计算我不要先考虑到我们的代价。
Now, as a matter of fact,
实际上说
as we are saved,
当我们得救的时候
we are so moved by the love of Christ,
基督的爱感动我们
that when we hear the call of discipleship,
当我们听到了做门徒的呼召
we will respond withoutThinking of counting our cost.
我们也不想，我们也不计代价就回应了。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
Because if at that time we will sit down and count the cost.
因为那个时候，若是我们坐下来计算代价
，probably we will not start to follow Him.
那很可能我们就没有办法开始来跟随他了。
But as we are following Him,
但是当我们跟随他的时候
，then we begin to realize.How unfit we are.
那我们就慢慢发现我们多么的不能够符合。
How different we are from Him.
我们跟他有多么的不同。
And to learn of Him is difficult.
要学他是不容易的。
So we begin to realize it's very costly.
所以我们开始发觉这东西要出很大的代价。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
As we think,of what it costs him.
当我们想到他所付的代价
，our cost is nothing.
我们付的代价就不算什么。
And by the grace of God, we are able to respond to him.
靠主的恩典，我们就可以对他的呼召有这个回应。
So as you look back to your life of discipleship,
所以当你回想你自己做门徒的经历
，you will find it is a continuous crisis.In your life,
你就发觉这是不断的一个危机，后面跟着一个危机在你一生里。
Whenever the Holy Spirit began to speak to you,
无论什么时候，圣灵向你说话
，He reveals to you what you are.
他就让你看见你是怎么样的一个。
And at the same time, He reveals Christ to you.
同时，他也让你看见基督。
He wants you to leave off something.And take up Christ.
他要让你放下一些，然后拿起一些。
It will constitute a crisis.
这就变成你的一个危机了。
And when these crises come,
当这些危机来的时候
，actually they are opportunities.
实在说起来，这是机会。
Because in these crises, we begin to realize how lovely is our Master.
因为在这个危机的当中，我们开始知道我们的主是何等的可爱。
How he will attract us.
他是如何的吸引我们。
How he will enable us to be able to pay whatever cost.
他如何能够让我们有这个力量来付这个代价？
That by His grace we can continue on in following Him.
好让靠着他的恩典，我们可以继续的来跟随他。
Just like what we find in Peter.
就像我们发觉在彼得的一生。
We find that when Peter responded to the Lord.
当彼得回应主的时候。
He didn't count the cost at all.
他没有计算代价。
He just followed the Lord.
他只是跟随了主。
But as he followed the Lord.
但是当他跟随主的时候。
As he listened to the Lord.
当他听主的时候。
As he watched the Lord.
当他看主的时候。
He began to realize he was an unfit.
他开始发觉他自己不够格。
He was not able to be a disciple of Christ.
他不能做基督的门徒。
And you remember how he tried to slip away.
你记得他是如何想要偷偷的溜掉。
Because in Luke, you find that he went back to fishing.
因为在路加福音你发觉他回去打鱼了。
Because he thought that it was something beyond him.
因为他想这件事情他做不到。
But God,Our Lord was so gracious to him.
但是我们的主对他是有多么有恩典。
And our Lord showed him who he was.
我们主就告诉他他以前是怎样的一个。
So you find Peter fell before the Lord.
我们发觉彼得就伏在主的脚下。
He said, I'm a sinner.
他说我是一个罪人。
Leave me.
主啊你离开我。
Leave me alone.
不要接近我。
I'm unworthy.
我不够格。
But the Lord said, fear not.
但是主说不要害怕。
Now I will make you a fisher of men.
我现在要让你得人与 得人与得鱼。
And you remember in John chapter 6.
我们记得约翰福音第六章。
When his disciples, many of his disciples said what our Lord said was too hard.
当许多门徒说我们主说的话太难了。
And they left him.
他们就离开了主。
They did not walk with him anymore.
他们就不愿意再跟主走在一起。
So our Lord turned to the 12 and said, "What about you?"
所以主在回头对那个十二个门徒说，你们怎么样？
Do you also want to leave?
你们也要走吗？
And Peter was able to say,
彼得可能可以说，
"Lord,
主啊，
you have the word of life.
你有永生之道。
We have followed thee.
我们已经跟随你了。
We know you are the Son of God.
我们知道你是神的儿子。
Where can we go?
我们可以到别什么地方去呢？
We are caught.
我们被你抓住了。
We have to stick with you.
我们要跟着你，粘着你。
To the very end.
一直到底。
Once caught, forever caught.
一次被抓到，永远被抓到。
And this is the story of Peter.
这就是彼得的故事。
You find our Lord Jesus training.Train him in a very severe way.
你看见我们的主训练他是一个最严厉的一个办法。
Because he was an outgoing person.
因为彼得是一个很外向的人。
He talked too much.
他话多。
And he talked fast.
而且他说得快。
So you find among the disciples, he was the one that our Lord would deal again and again and again.
所以在门徒的当中，你发觉我们的主一再的对付他。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Because he was willing to be dealt with God.
因为他愿意被神所对付。
Therefore you'll find the final product.
所以你看见最后的成果是这个。
How the Lord used him afterwards.
主在后来怎么样的使用他。
He was humble to the very end.
他一直到底他是谦卑的。
And he was faithful.To the very end.
他是一直到底，他是忠心的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
these are the few things that we have covered in the past.
这些是我们上几次所交通的。
Now this morning we would like to talk about the crown of discipleship.
今天早上我们愿意交通做门徒的冠冕。
We have talked about the call.
我们说到了呼召。
We have talked about the cost.
我们也说到了代价。
We have talked about the crisis.
我们也说到了危机。
Now we come to the crown of disciples.
那我们现在来到做门徒的冠冕。
But before we do that,
我们说这个以前，
we would like to mention another thing.
我们想要提一件事。
When you read the Gospels and the Book of Acts,
当你读福音书 还读那个使徒行传。
You find the call to discipleship is the most important call.
你就发觉，做门徒的护照是最重要的护照。
The Lord Jesus came into this world.
主耶稣来到世上。
To save the lost.
来拯救世上的人。
But more than that.
可是不止这样。
He came to this world not only to save the lost, but to disciple those who are saved.
他来这里不但是要拯救那些世上的人，而且得救了以后，他要使他们做门徒。
So you find towards the last of his ministry.
所以你看到他这个执事的后期。
You find that he put his time more with the disciples than with the crowds.
你就发觉我们主耶稣在他的门徒中间所花的时间远比在群众中间所花的时间要多。
Because only with discipleship, God's purpose will be realized.
因为只有靠门徒这件事情，神的目的才能够达到。
God's purpose cannot be realized with babies.
神的目的不是做婴孩的人可以来成就的。
Babies in Christ cannot fulfill God's purpose.
基督里的婴孩不能成就主的成就神的目的。
God's purpose to be fulfilled has to be matured, grown up Christians.
神的目的只能靠这些成长的成熟的基督徒来完成。
And in order to grow up and be matured,
为了要能够成长能够成熟，
you have to go through discipleship.
你必须要经过做门徒这
段。 This is the only way to grow.
这是成长的唯一条唯一的路。
So you find that how our Lord spent more time with his disciples.
所以你就发觉我们的主花了许许多多时间在他自己的门徒身上。
Disciples, discipleship, you find all over the four Gospels and the Book of Acts.
做门徒和做门徒这件事情，你发觉一再一再的在四福音和那个使徒行传里出现。
But strangely,
但是很奇妙的
，as you come to the epistles,
当你来到福音书的来到书信的时候
，you hardly hear the word.Disciple or discipleship.
你很难找到门徒或者做门徒这件事。
Now, why is it so?
为什么呢？
Is it that you have outgrown discipleship?
是不是说你已经做门徒做够了？
Therefore, you have to leave it behind you now.
因此呢，你就说这个事情我不需要再注意了。
So this matter of discipleship is not mentioned in the epistles.
因为这个做门徒这件事情没有在书信里面被提到。
Have you pondered over this matter?
有没有想过这件事？
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
If discipleship is a lifelong thing,
若是做门徒这件事情是一辈子的事。
Now why is it in the epistles not even that word is mentioned?
为什么在书信里头做门徒这件事或者门徒没有被提起。
It seemed to be suddenly disappeared.
好像突然一下就不见了。
What is the real mind of God concerning this?
神的心思是什么呢？
What do you say? 没有关系。What does he say?
没有。那是人在外头的声音。
But as you read the epistles,
当我们读这个书信的时候
，You find another word seems to rise up.
你就发觉有另外一个字眼出现。
Now what is that word?
那个字眼是什么
？Sonship，
就是做儿子。
In the Gospel and the Acts, the word is discipleship.
在福音书，在行传。那个字眼是做门徒。
But in the epistles, the word is sonship.
在书信里面，同样的字是叫做做儿子。
Now what is discipleship?
做门徒是什么呢？
Discipleship is a process.
做门徒是一个手续过程。
Now, what is the end of that prophecy?
这个过程的最后是什么呢？
Sonship.
是儿子。
So that's the reason why, when you come to the epistles, the word is sonship instead of discipleship.
所以来到了书信里面的时候，这个字是儿子或者儿子的名分，而不再是做门徒了。
Because after you have been discipled to Christ,
因为当你做基督的门徒以后，
you should arrive at sonship.
你应该来到一个地步，
That is the purpose of God.
就是做儿子。这个是神的目的。
Now, what do you mean by sonship?
儿子的名分什么意思呢？
You know, when you read Romans chapter 8,
当我们读罗马书第八章，
you will find there in Romans chapter 8, we are told that we have the spirit of sonship in us.
那里我们看见我们做有一个儿子的灵，那个字眼。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信了耶稣，
we become a child, a children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
And as children, we have the spirit, a spirit of adoption or sonship in us.
我们就有一个儿子的灵在我们里头。
And that's the reason why we can cry out to God, Abba Father.
这就是为什么我们可以呼叫阿巴父。
Because the Holy Spirit and our spirit bear witness together that we are children of God.
因为圣灵和我们里头的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女。
And as the children of God, we are heirs with Christ.
我们既然是神的儿女，我们就是与基督一同承受产业。
In other words,
换句话说，
when we are saved,
当我们得救了，
we receive a spirit of sonship.
我们就得到了一个做儿子的灵。
And as co-heirs with Christ, we shall inherit.
我们既然是与基督一同做承受产业的人，我们就要承受那个产业。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹,
if you read on to Romans chapter 8,
若是我们在罗马书第八章继续读下去,
you will find this.
你就会发觉,
Romans chapter 8 verses 15 and 16.
罗马书第八章第十五节、十六节。
For ye have not received a spirit of bondage again for fear, but ye have received a spirit adoption or sonship, whereby we cry, Abba Father.
第十五节，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，或者是说奴仆的灵，仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，或者说儿子的灵，因此我们呼叫阿巴父。
Now the spirit itself bears witness with our spirit,That we are children of God.
圣灵与我们的灵一同证明我们是神的儿女。
Now verse 17.
十七节。
And if children, heirs also, heirs of God and Christ, joint heirs.
既是儿女，便是后嗣，就是神的后嗣，和基督同作后嗣。
But the word does not stop here.
但是话没有停在这里。
Because you find it follows with this.
那你就发觉继续这么说。
If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified with him.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
So you find in verses 15 and 16.
所以你看第十五节和第十六节。
You find that when we are saved,
你发觉当我们得救的时候，
We become children of God.
我们就成为神的儿女。
Now as children, we all become heirs.
我们既然是成为儿女，就变成了后嗣。后嗣。
We will inherit God's property.
我们就承受神的产业。
And we are co-heirs with Christ.
我们与基督一同做后嗣。
This is our position.
这是我们的地位。
But even though we are in that position,
虽然我们在那个地位上,
and yet we are still children, little children, we are still babes.
我们仍旧是儿女, 我们仍旧是婴孩,
and as children, little children, babes, even though we have the right, the position,
我们是儿女, 是婴孩, 虽然我们有那个地位做后嗣,
and yet we are unable to inherit.
但是我们仍旧不能够承受产业,
because we are just babes.
因为我们只是婴孩.
So you find there is a qualification.
所以你看这里有一个条件.
In verse 17.
这个条件呢, 在第17节.
If indeed.
既然,
you have that position now.
你有那个地位了.
Now how are you going to really possess your inheritance?
你怎么能够真正的得到你的产业呢?
If indeed.
若是,
we suffer with him.
我们和他一同受苦.
Then we may also be glorified with him.
然后我们就与他一同得荣耀.
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹,
we need to share together first about sonship.
我们需要一同来先交通一下关于儿子的名分.
Because discipleship leads to sonship.
因为做门徒带我们成为儿子.
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, we become God's children.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，我们就成为神的儿女.
As children, we have the promise of inheritance.
我们既然成为儿女，就有一个应许给我们，让我们成为后嗣.
Because this is our position.
因为这是我们的地位.
But in order to really inherit our heavenly inheritance,
但是让我们要真正的来承受属天的产业,
we have to grow up into maturity.
我们必须长成，成为成熟的.
And it is only going through discipleship we are able to inherit our heavenly inheritance.
只有当我们经过做门徒的这一段, 我们才能够真正承受属天的产业.
Now in order to understand this whole thing,
因为若是我们要来明白这整个的事情,
we have to go back to Galatians chapter 4.
我们需要到加拉太书第四章.
Now in Galatians chapter 4,
加拉太书第四章,
we find the word of God says this way.
我们看见主是这么说的.
And we begin with verse 1.
从第一节开始.
Now I say, as long as the heir is a child, he differs nothing from a bondman, though he be lord of all. But he is under guardians and stewards until the period fixed by the father. So we also, when we were children, were held in bondage under the principles of the world. But when the fullness of time come, God sent forth his son, come of woman, come under law, that he might redeem those under law, that we might receive sonship.
我说那承受产业的虽然是全业的主人，但为孩童的时候却与奴仆毫无分别，乃在师父和管家的手下，只等到他父亲预定的时候来到。我们为孩童的时候，受管于世俗小学之下也是如此。及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着
Now, when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Galatians,
当使徒保罗写给加拉太的书信的时候,
and he used an illustration of how a child will grow into sonship.
他就给我们一个例子，一个图画，就说一个孩子怎么样能够成为儿子。
Now, by the way, sonship means placing of son.
儿子的名分是意思是说放到儿子的地位上。
And this placing of son according to the Roman custom.
放在儿子的地位上这件事情，就根据罗马的习惯。
Now with the Jews, when a boy reached the age of 12 at the time of Christ,
在我们主耶稣基督的时候，那个时候犹太人的规矩是，当一个孩子到12岁，
then he goes through a process of bar mitzvah.
他就经过了一个这个成人的这个礼。
And he became a son of law.
他就成为律法之子。
Now even today,
今天也是一样。
He is 13.
可是今天年纪是变13岁了。
When a Jewish boy reached 13,
当一个犹太的孩子男孩13岁的时候，
then he was made a son of law.
他就成为了律法之子。
And he became a member of the commonwealth of Israel.
他就成为以色列国的一个成员。
He has his right in the synagogue.
他就在会堂里面有他的一个权利。
He has the right to ask questions and he has right to answer questions.
他能问问题，他也有权利来回答问题。
So this what you find when our Lord was 12 years old.
这是当我们主12岁的时候。
He was in the temple asking questions and answering questions.
他在殿里面问问题，回答问题。
Because he was engaged in his father's business.
因为他在那里做他父亲要做的事。
Now today is 13.
今天那个年纪是13岁。
But Paul was not using the Jewish custom.
保罗在这里不是用犹太人的规矩。
Because he was writing to the Galatians.
因为他写信是写信给加拉太。
But they were Gentiles.
因为加拉太人是外邦人。
So he when he wrote this, he used the Roman custom.
所以他写这封信的时候，他是参考这个罗马的规矩。
You know, Rome at that time was the greatest power in the world.
罗马那个时候是世界上第一个强国。
It conquered many countries.
他征服了许多国家。
Many races.
许多的民族。
So there were more slaves in the Roman Empire than citizens.
所以在罗马的帝国里面，奴隶的人数比这个罗马公民的人数还要多。
And so far as culture was concerned,
就文化来说，
Greek has more culture than Roman.
希腊人比罗马人有更多的文化。
So you find in a Roman family,
因此你发觉在一个罗马的家庭里，
they usually have lots of slaves.
他们有许多的奴隶。
And some of the slaves were Greeks.
有些的奴隶呢是希腊人。
So that's what a Roman family will do.
所以罗马的家庭呢就做下面的事。
To the boy, he will be put under the guardianship and the stewardship of some slaves.
所以他就把一个罗马的男孩就放在一个管家的手下。
And these guardians,that look after these boys.
这个看管这个男孩的管家。
And the stewards over these boys.
就是管家或者是教师，他们是管这个罗马孩子。
They were actually slaves.
他们本人是奴隶。
But these slaves become their guardians and stewards.
但是这个奴隶呢就成为这个罗马孩子的管家和罗马管家的老师。
Even though the child was an heir.
虽然这个孩子呢是承受产业的。
He was no different than a bond slave.
他跟奴隶没有两样。
Or put it another way, he is lower than a slave.
那换其实呢他比奴隶呢还要低。
Because he has to listen to the stewards and to the guardians.
因为他要听那个管家，听那个老师。
And they will take care of the boy.
那他们来管理，来教导这个孩子。
That the boy will grow up and become a man.
好让这个孩子能够长大成人。
In the process, you find the child, the heir, is lower than a bondman.
在这个过程的当中，你发觉这个孩子，这个承受产业的人，比这个奴隶的地位还低。
A bondman is one who has no right of his own.
奴隶是自己没有权利的。
And a child under the stewards is lower than a bondman.
在管家底下的这个孩子比这个奴隶的地位还低。
He has no right at that time.
他那个时候没有一点权利。
He had to listen to the guardian and the steward.
他必须听他的这个管家这个老师。
And they will take care of him, they will look after him, they will educate him.
他们在这里管他，他们在这里查看他，他们在这里教育他。
And the Roman custom, they do not set a time.
罗马的习俗是没有这件这个过程是没有时间限制。
There is no set time.
没有一个固定的时间。
The boy will be continued under the guardianship of the stewardship of the slaves.
这个孩子呢，要长期的一直在这个管家和这个老师傅的手下。
Until the father who was watching and decided that the boy has grown.
一直到这个父亲，他一直在观察这件事情，他觉得时间到了。
Then he set a date.
然后他就立一个时候。
It was the date that the boy became a man.
就是那个时刻呢，就是这个男孩变成了一个男人。
And there will be ceremony going on.
那就有一个庆祝。
And the boy will take off his short shirts.
那个男孩呢，就脱下他的短衣。
And will begin to wear long gown.
就开始穿着长衣。
He became a man.
他成为一个人，一个男人。
And as he became a man.
当他成为一个男人的时候
，Then he was equally responsible as his father in wealth and in debt.
那他那个时候就开始跟他的父亲一样，对于他们家的财产，对于他们家所欠的债，有同样的责任。
And that's the background that Paul wrote Galatians 4.
这是在保罗写加拉太书第四章的时候那个故事的背景。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
we need to see the spiritual principle going on.
我们需要在这个事情的当中看见属灵的原则。
When we are saved, we are heir of God.
当我们得救的时候我们是神的后嗣。
But do not think because you are the heir of God, therefore, you can enjoy everything.
那并不是说因为你是神的后嗣，所以你现在就可以享受任何所有事情。
You may not know, but I remember in this country.
你可能不知道，可是我是记得在这个国家里。
During the charismatic movement,
当那个灵恩运动的时候
，there were a group of people called themselves children of God.
有一群人，他们称呼他们自己说神的儿女。
And because they are children, they were children of God.
因为他们是神的儿女。
So everything belonged to them.
所以什么事都是属于他们的。
Because everything belonged to God.
因为什么事情都属于神的。
They will go to store and get things.
他们就来到店里面商店里面来拿东西。
Without paying.
也不付钱。
These are my fathers.
因为这是我父亲的。
Children of God.
我们是父亲的儿女。
Such thing happened in this country.
这个在这个国家里面曾经发生过。
So you see that when we are newly saved,
所以我们看见，当我们刚刚得救的时候
，we are only babes in Christ.
我们只是在基督里面的婴孩。
Positionally, we are heirs, co-heirs with God.
虽然我们与是在就地位来说，我们是承受产业的
，but we are
基督一同承受产业。
We are not qualified to inherit.
但是我们没有资格来承受产业。
So we have had to be put under guardians and stewards.
所以我们必须要放在这个管家和放在这个师父的手下。
And that's the reason why the law was given to Israel.
这就是为什么律法给以色列的缘故。
We will be under the bondage of the world.
我们必须，我们是在
世界的捆绑
里面。
And we are under the stewardship of the law.
我们是在律法的管家和师父的手下。
And by that we begin to learn what the law really is.
那在那个底下呢，我们开始就看，就知道一点律法是什么。
What sin really is.
罪是什么。
What the world really is.
那世界是什么。
And what ourselves are really.
我们自己是什么。
So, during the process of learning,
所以在这个学习的过程当中
Now, who is our guardian?
谁是我们的师父呢
Our stewards.
谁是我们的管家呢
So far as we are concerned,
就我们来说
The Holy Spirit is the chief steward and guardian.
我们的圣灵是我们 的第一个管家和第一个师父。
He is in us.
他在我们里头。
And he is continually teaching us.
他继续的在那里教导我们。
He is continually revealing God's mind to us.
他继续的把神的心思启示在我们里头。
He is continually showing us what sins are.
他继续的让我们看见罪是怎么回事。
What the world really is.
世界到底是怎么回事。
What our flesh is.
我们自己的肉体是怎么回事。
What ourself really is.
我们自己的自己是怎么回事。
So as he enlightens us, he trains us.
所以当他把光照我们教导我们的时候。
We need to submit and learn from him.
我们需要降服。我们需要在他的在顺服在他底下。
And he is such a faithful steward.
他是一个忠心的管家。
He will no doubt lead us into Christ.
毫无疑问，他要把我们带到基督那里。
Into the fullness of Christ.
带到基督的丰富里面。
That we may grow up and transform and conform to the image of God's Son.
好让我们能够长大，好让我们被改变，好让我们被磨成。神儿子的形象。
But when you are learning,
但是当你学习的时候
you suffer.
你会受苦的。
Yourself, life suffer.
你自己的己生命要受苦的。
More than anything else.
在一切的事情之上。
If you lose the world and gain Christ,
若是你失去了世界而得到了基督
that's good.
那是很好的事。
But the most difficult thing to lose is lose yourself.
是最难放下的东西是放下你自己。
So the Lord said, deny yourself.
所以主说舍己。
Without deny yourself, you will never reach sonship.
你若是不舍己，你没有办法做儿子。
Christ has to substitute you.
基督必须代替你。
Be your life.
成为你的生命。
Then,You matured.
那然后你就成为一个成熟的人。
And as you're maturing, then you see the crown of discipleship.
当你成熟的过程当中，你就慢慢开始看见做门徒的冠冕。
So you find that the Apostle Paul.
所以你看见使徒保罗。
In his later writings.
在他后期的写作里头
Because 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy are the latest of Paul's writing.
因为提摩太前书和提摩太后书是使徒保罗最后写的书信。
And then he said,
他说
in 2 Timothy chapter 2,
提摩太后书第二章
verse 11,
第十一节
The word is faithful.
有可信的话说。
For if we have died together with him, we shall also live together.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
Strangely, you find in his later writings, he used the word is faithful a number of times.
在他保罗最后的书信里面，他说：“主是可信的，说了好几次。
这个话，
话是可信的，说了好几次。
那 why？
为什么呢
？Because as we are towards the end, the Bible said, "Can you find faith upon the earth?"
因为在后期，那圣经就说：“你在世上能不能够找到信呢
？”Under Our environment, our circumstances today.
在我们四周的环境底下
It is hard to have faith.
有信心不容易。
So faith is very important here.
因为信心是很重要的一件事。
So the Apostle Paul emphatically said, the word is faithful.
所以使徒保罗强调地说话是可信的。
Do not doubt it.
不要怀疑。
It is worthy to be received.
这个是值得让我们来接受的。
It is important.
是重要的。
Now, what is the word?
那这个话是什么呢？
If we have died together with him, we shall also live together.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
So the word here is,
话是这么说,
if we have died together with him,
我们若与他一同死了,
then we will live with him together.
然后我们就与能够与他同活。
Now this is the first crown of discipleship.
这是我们做门徒的第一个冠冕。
And the condition is,We have died with him.
条件是我们与他一同死了。
Not only die to sin.
不只是对罪死。
Not only die to the world.
不只是对世界死。
Not only die to our flesh.
也不只是对我们的肉体死。
But die to ourselves.
而是我对我们自己死了。
So you find in the matter of discipleship, the worst enemy is not Satan.
所以你发觉做门徒的这个的过程当中最坏的敌人不是撒旦。
It is not the world.
也不是世界。
It is not sin.
也不是罪。
The worst enemy to discipleship.
最坏的那个敌人作为我们作为一个跟随主的人。
Is you yourself.
是你自己。
Now, have you realized that?
你有没有真正的察觉到?
Unless you have died with Christ,
除非你与基督一同死了,
you will not be able to live together with Christ.
你没有办法与基督一同活。
In other words,
换句话说,
when you die to yourself,
当你对向着自己死了,
then Christ lives in you.
基督就活在你的里面。
So the apostle said, "For me to live is Christ."
所以使徒说，因我活着就是基督。
What is the first benefit of discipleship?
做门徒第一个好处在什么？
The first benefit is today you can live together with Christ.
第一个好处就是今天。你就可以与基督一同活。
Formerly you live with yourself.
以前你是与你自己活。
And when you're living with yourself,
当你与你自己一起活的时候，
you were under the bondage of sin and of death.
罪和死亡就做你的主人。
When you were living with your own life,
当你自己活在你自己里头的时候，
you were under the bondage of the world.
你是在世界的捆绑里。
When you're living in yourself,
当你活在你自己里头的时候，
you were under the dominion of the authority of the air, Satan.
那你就在那个天上执政掌权的，就是撒旦他的权柄底下。
Because at the back of all these enemies,The worst enemy is yourself.
因为在所有这些敌人的最后，最大的敌人是你自己。
So maybe you have read about Martin Luther.
你可能已经读过马丁路德的故事。
The reformer.
是那个改教的人。
He said,
他说
I'm not afraid of the Pope.
我不怕教皇。
I'm not afraid of all these cardinals.
我也不怕这些个大主教。
I'm not afraid of these dukes and knights.
我也不怕这些个君王，也不怕这些个这些大臣。
Because you remember how he was judged by them.
因为你记得他曾经在这些人的面前受审。
He said, "I'm not afraid of them."
他说我不怕这些人。
But I'm afraid of one.
我怕一个。
I am afraid of the old Adam in me.
我怕在我里面那个老亚当。
Philip Melanchthon, the theologian of Reformation.
那他的一个同伴就是那个改教里面的一个神学家。
He said,
他说
,Young Melanchthon is no match to old Adam.
他说我这个年轻的 Melanchthon, 我没有办法和那个老亚当 来征战。
So sooner or later you will realize.
所以迟早你要发现。
Your greatest enemy is yourself.
你最大的敌人是你自己。
That's the reason why you found our Lord Jesus say deny yourself.
这就是为什么我们主说舍己。
Take up your cross and follow me.
拿起你自己的十字架来跟随主。
Because only when you deny yourself.
因为只有在你弃绝自己的时候。
Then the cross will work in your life.
那十字架才能够在你的生命里面工作。
It will deliver you from yourself.
会把你自己从你自己里面释放出来。
And Christ.Will live in you.
让基督住在你的里面。
And he will live out from you.
而且你可以从他那里活出来。
So, what is the result of discipleship?
所以做门徒的结果是什么?
What benefit you get from discipleship?
做门徒的好处是什么?
First of all,
第一个就是
Today, for me to live is Christ.
是今天因我活着。就是基督。
There is nothing better than that.
没有一个礼物，没有一个事情比这更好。
Because you have been crucified with Christ.
因为你已经与基督同钉十字架。
And when you are living, it is no longer I, it is Christ who lives in you.
我今天活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里头活着。
Then as you read on,
当你继续读的时候
，you will find if we endure.We shall also reign together.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
And the word endure here simply means.
那这个忍耐这个字是意思是什么呢？
Means to go through suffering.
经过苦难，经过苦难而里头能够忍耐。
As you follow the Lord.
当你跟随主的时候。
You have to give up yourself.
你需要放弃自己。
Your emotion has to be purified.
你的情绪需要被洁净。
Your thinking, your thought has to be purified.
你的想法，你的思想需要被洁净。
Your will, your volition has to be purified.
你的意志需要被洁净。
Not my will, but thy will be done.
不是我的旨意，乃是你的旨意能够成就。
And as you go through this purification,
当你经过这个洁净的过程
，you suffer，
你受苦的。
But if you're able to go through patiently，
但是你若是受苦，你能够忍耐。
Now what will be the result？
结果是什么呢
？The Bible says, then you shall reign together with Christ。
那你就必与基督一同作王。
Because this is the way that our Lord Jesus has gone through。
因为这是基督，我们主耶稣他自己经过的。
How he humbled himself.
他如何谦卑自己。
How he emptied himself.
他如何倒空自己。
How he was obedient to the Father.
他如何是对父亲是顺从到底。
And even to death and the death of the cross.
一直到底，一直到死，而且死在十字架上。
God has highly exalted him.
神把他升高。
Giving him a name that is above every name.
赐给他一个名是超乎一切万名的名。
And to that name every knee shall bow.
在他的名字面前万膝都要跪。
Every tongue confess Jesus is Lord.
万口都要承认基督是主。
To the glory of God the Father.
让神父神得到荣耀。
So brothers and sisters.
因此弟兄姊妹。
If we endure.
若是我们忍耐。
If we are patient.
若是我们有耐心。
If we are able to continue following the Lord patiently,
若是我们能够忍耐的来跟随我们的主，
we shall reign with Christ.
我们就要与他一同作王。
That is during the millennium kingdom.
那就是说在千年国度的时候。
Today is this age.
今天是今天这个时代，世代。
This age is the age of grace.
这个世代是恩典的世代。
But this age is coming to a close.
但是这个世代是来到一个结束了。
And after the closing of this age,
当这个世代来到结束的时候，
before eternity comes,
在永世来以前，
there will be the age to come.
那就有一个要来的那个世代。
And the age to come in the Bible is 1,000 years.
那个要来的那个世代呢，是一千年。
Millennium.
就是千年。
When Christ will establish His kingdom upon this earth,
是基督要在世上建立他的国度。
And those who faithfully follow the Lord today.
那些今天就是忠心跟随主的人。
They shall reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
他们要与基督一同作王1,000年。
And then as you read on,
我们继续读。
But if we deny, he also will deny us.
我们若不认他，他也必不认我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
if we like Peter,
我们若是像彼得一样，
he denied Christ 3 times.
他否认主3次。
Actually, he should deny himself.
实在他应该否认自己的。
He denied the wrong person.
他否认了错的一个人。
But thank God.
但是我们感谢神。
He repented.
他悔改。
And the Lord restored him.
主恢复了他。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
when we are faced with the crisis in our life,
当我们面对我们生命里面的危机的时候，
we are able to protect ourselves and deny the Lord.
我们常常保护我们自己来而否认了主。
Now if we continue to do that,
若是我们继续做下去，
at the coming of the Lord,
当我们主回来的时候，
the Lord said, I do not know you.
主说我不认识你。
You remember?
你记得吗？
People come to him and say, Lord, I preach for you.
有人来到，很多人来到主面前，主啊，我为你传道。
I cast out demons for you.
我为你赶鬼。
I do miracles for you.
我为你行异能。
That is Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第7章。
The Lord said, I do not know you.
就说我不认得你。
You wicked person.
你这个恶人。
Leave me.
走开吧。
Like the foolish virgins.
就像那些愚拙的童女。
The Lord came.
主来了。
The door was closed.
门关了。
They came too late.
他们来得太晚了。
And they were cast into outer darkness.
他们就在外面黑暗的当中。
It doesn't mean they are not saved. It doesn't mean they are not saved.
那并不是说他们没有得救。
That they lose the chance of reward.
他们就失去了得奖赏的机会。
Now without going into details,
那我们不能走到这细节里头。
Because I'm afraid people will ask questions.
那因为你们可能会问问题。
Now what happened to them?
那就对这些人怎样了？
Is it not saved forever saved?
那不是说一次得救永远得救吗？
Yes.
是的。
It is the gift of God.
这是神的恩赐。
And God, the gift of God knows no repentance.
神的恩赐和选召没有后悔。
But forever saved points to eternity.
但是永远得救呢是指着永远。
In other words,
换句话说，
When eternity comes, you will be there.
当永远来的时候你在那里。
But during the kingdom age, you miss it.
但是在国度的时期你就没有份了。
Now what happened?
怎么办呢？
The Bible does not give us very clear words.
圣经没有告诉我们很清楚的话。
Because he does not want us to be negative.
Say it again, sorry.
He does not want us to be negative.
因为他不要我们是做那个消极的人。
Only 1,000 years.
只有1,000年。
Yeah, it's long.
是很长。
But only 1,000 years.
但是只有1,000年。
So I will write ahead the word today.
所以我们实在应该今天就有。
That I may have the word today.
那今天我要有世界。
I may lose 1,000 years.
那我就是1,000年，我失去了1,000年。
But eternity is guaranteed.
但是我有那个永远。
Now this is human nature.
这是人是这么想的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
The Lord does not want us to think that way.
主不要让我们这样想。
The Lord wants us to be positive.
主要让我们积极。
I want not only to be in eternity with the Lord.
我不但永世要与主在一起。
I want to be with the Lord in the kingdom age.
那在1,000年这国度的时间，我也要与主在一起。
I want to be with the Lord today.
我愿意今天就与主在一起。
Now that is the way we should think.
这是我们应该的。
So the Bible does not tell us in details what will happen.
圣经里没有告诉我们这个细节。
But the principle is clear.
但是原则是很。
If you refuse to be disciplined today,
你若是今天不愿意接受管教，
God You may be unfaithful.
你可能是不不信不忠心。
But God is faithful.
但是神是忠心的。
Because he cannot deny himself.
因为他不能否认他自己。
So when he saved you,
所以当他救你的时候，
he will save you to the uttermost.
他救你一直到底。
He wants you to be conformed to the image of Christ.
他要让你磨成神儿子的形象。
This is the time of it.
这是那个时刻。
If you miss the time,
你若是失去了这个时刻，
you don't miss discipline.
你就失去了受管教的机会。
You don't miss it.
哦，对不起，你并不是说永远没有管教。
Because in the kingdom age, you will be disciplined.
在那一千年国度的时期当中，你还要被管教。
Outer darkness.
那是外面的黑暗。
Gnashing of teeth.
咬牙切齿。
Regret.
后悔。
That for a few years.
那就这些个年日当中。
You lose thousand years.
你这些年不好好的过，你就失去了一千年。
Is it worth it?
值得吗？
So, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹，
thank God,
感谢神，
we may be unfaithful,
我们可能不忠心，
but he remains faithful.
但是他是忠心的，
thank God for that.
感谢神。
So finally, you find the Apostle Paul.
所以最后我们看见使徒保罗。
He was a good man.
他是一个好人。
Not only a good man, a religious man.
他不但是个好人，而且他是一个宗教的人。
Other young people love the world.
别的年轻人爱世界。
But he loved God.
但是他爱神。
So he was brought up as a Pharisee.
所以他就被像法利赛人这样来长大带大。
Today when we think of a Pharisee, we have very bad connotation.
今天我们想到法利赛人，我们说是法利赛人是不好的。
Because they are hypocrites.
因为他们假冒为善。
But Saul was a true Pharisee.
但是扫罗是一个真正的法利赛人。
He kept the letter of the Lord as much as he could.
他尽他的可能来遵守律法上的字句。
And he was zealous for the tradition of the fathers.
他为祖宗的传统格外热心。
And he was serving God.
他侍奉神。
He thought when he persecuted Christians, he was serving God.
他以为他来迫害基督徒的时候，他是在侍奉神。
It was real with him.
对他来讲是真的。
Very zealous.
是非常热心。
But in darkness.
但是是在黑暗里。
But God knew his heart.
但是神知道他的心。
So the Lord met him on the road to Damascus.
所以在到大马色的路上，神就遇见他。
He heard the voice of Christ.
他听见了基督的声音。
He saw the Son of God.
他看见了神的儿子。
He completely capitulated to Christ.
他完全伏倒在基督的脚下。
And he began to be a disciple of Christ.
他就成了基督的一个门徒。
And throughout his life, he was faithful.
他一生都是忠心对着主。
He was pressing on.Towards the goal.
他是一直的向着标杆直跑。
When he wrote the letter to the Philippians,
当他写着腓立比书的时候，
he was in Roman prison.
他在罗马的监狱里。
He still said, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, he count all things but dross.
他说，因为认识基督的这个极美的事情。他把一切的事情看作粪土。
But he said, I'm still pressing on.
但是他说我仍旧要向着标杆直跑。
I do not consider I have obtained.
我不认为我自己已经得到。
I want to be apprehended by God and I want to apprehend him.
我愿意被主所得到，我愿意得到他。
He forgot the past.
他忘记过去。
The past glory.
他过去已经过去的荣耀。过去的成功，
the past failure,
过去的失败，
he forgot everything,
他都忘记
了， and just stretch himself out towards Christ.
他自己把自己就激励来跟追求主。
His one goal was to win Christ.
他的目的是要得到基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
And this man,
这个人
not until immediately before martyrdom,
一直到他殉道的以前
he could say,
他可以说
I have fought the good fight.
他到了那最后他说我已经打了美好的仗
I have run the course.
我已经跑了当跑的路
I have kept the faith.
我已经守了当守的道
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Life is a battle.
生命是一场征战
Life is a race.
生命是一个赛跑
Life is keeping the faith.
生命是守着这个道
And if you're faithful by the grace of God to the end,
就是靠着神的恩典你可以一直忠心到底
then the crown of righteousness is waiting for you.
那公义的冠冕就在那里等着你
And Paul said, not only for me,
保罗说不只是我
for all who are waiting for the coming of the Lord.
而且是为那一所有爱慕他显现的人
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
Christ is all that we seek for.
基督是我们唯一所追求的
Everything is passing away.
所有的事情都要过去
But Christ is eternal.
但是基督是永远的
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹
Let us press on.
让我们向标杆直跑
Trusting that his grace is sufficient for us.
相信他的恩典够我们用。
And he who calls us, he will preserve us.
那一位召我们的要保守我们。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear Lord, as we conclude our present time,
主啊，当我们讲完了我们这一次的
we do commit one another into thy loving hand.
主啊，我们把我们每一个人都交在你慈爱的手里。
Because thou art the one who calls.
因为是你呼召我们。
And thou the one who preserves.
是你在保守我们。
We trust ourselves to thee.
主啊，我们把我们自己交托在你手里。
Until we gather together before thee.
一直到有一天我们在你的面前聚集。
May glory and honor.Power, authority, be unto thee.
主啊，愿意荣耀，愿意权柄，荣耀都是归于你。
In thy precious name.
靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.